There you go. Well, good morning, everybody. This is Udonna Power in Los Angeles, and we also have the welcomer on the phone, and the Miss Debbie Beebe. Say, Ms. Debbie Beebe. Say hi, Debbie.
Hi, everyone. I love you all so much, and I love, somebody said thriving was their word, and I'm like thriving and thriving because this tribe is amazing, and they are thriving. So good morning. I love you all.
Yeah, then she's usually welcoming people on Thursday mornings, but we're both doing it together because she's in Vegas getting ready to go on stage for the Eric Worre event. She and her husband, Jeff Beebe, what rock stars they are with a bullet. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so it's just so glad. Thank you for coming on today, Debbie, and just being here. Your energy and your husband's energy, Jeff's energy, is just profound, your whole team. So thank you. And I want to say thank you to the man who's put this call together, who holds it together. He's the leader of this amazing tribe of happy. It's a happy army changing the world and really moving deeply into self-development. And this self-development program has a compensation plan attached. So I want to say thank you to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Udonna and Debbie. Oh, my gosh. This is all following what's happening. And, you know, this is our tribe. I heard you say thriving, driving, and tribing. I like tribing. We're doing this, you know. And, guys, you know, when something like this happens, I just want to, as we get ready to take this call and take this breath, I want this to be a beautiful opportunity as Jeff and Debbie are going on stage for the Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing event, because it's a chance for us to truly celebrate and then see that in us. It's so beautiful to celebrate everything and never ever allow a thought like, oh, I wish I could be on that stage. Well, you can be, and especially if you celebrate this and them right now, it's like a reflection of that's what's possible for you. It's so exciting, and for me, and for all of us. So, guys, let's all breathe in a big, big, deep a breath of gratitude for achievements of everyone right now on three. One, two, three, breathe in. And get a big smile on your face, please. And smile out. Oh, thank you, thank you. And please enjoy your beverage of choice, whatever that happens to be. Me, Amped Knox, let's go. I just love it. You guys, I'm so excited. I get to bring on someone who I learn from every single time. She's just such a beautiful example of learning the different universal laws and applying them and sharing them. And I know I say that sound like a broken record, but it's just so beautiful to watch, you know, and all the discoveries. And so she's just one of the reflections of all of us and what's possible. Millionaire number 203, Casey Pluff, what is up?
Good morning. Oh, I'm so excited for Jeff and Debbie. I got to talk to them yesterday. And, I mean, it's just been, you know, so fun being on this journey together and, you know, just, gosh, from the Blisses to the, you know, Isogenics events and GoPro events, and we were there. Gosh, I don't even know when was the GoPro event that we were at. But, and then now, you know, this event, and it's so incredible, and I'm excited to be doing a Super Saturday in Savannah, Georgia this weekend also, so that's exciting. And I wanted to talk today about fun. And it's not something that I've really talked about before. Debbie and Jeff are the epitome of fun, always wanting to have a good time. But if you really think about it, and I was thinking about, like, laughter, and I was reading a book, and one of my friends, John Spender, and he wrote 12 Steps to Really Just Some Principles Behind Success. And he was talking about how people have literally healed themselves with laughter. And I was like, can people be like, really? I mean, I believe, right? Like, why couldn't you feel yourself with laughter? And I mean, just think about just like when you're out, you're having fun, you're being carefree. And what that does, you know, a lot of us, we are constantly talking about universal laws and, you know, just really thinking about like the law of vibration and energy. Well, like what happens when you can laugh? And, you know, I'm a big fan too of not taking life too seriously or things too seriously, or if you can always, you know, turn it into a laughing moment. But I just wanted to read some of the things that it says about laughter, and then I'm just going to put a challenge out to everybody to really kind of get clear on what it is that you enjoy and then to do with your friends or your team, because, you know, that's a massive way to build your business is if you can be having a good time doing it. You know, if I'm having a good time doing it, I'm going to want to do it more often. Same thing, you know, with your team. So let's just take a look at what studies show that laughter therapy provides. It enhances your oxygen intake. So, I mean, that you can't get better than that, right? Breathing. It stimulates the heart and lungs. It relaxes muscles throughout the body. It triggers the release of endorphins, which are your body's natural painkillers. It eases digestion, smooth stomach aches, it relieves pain, it balances blood pressure, it improves mental functions such as being alert, your memory, your creativity, it improves overall attitude, it reduces stress tension, promotes relaxation, improves sleep, enhances quality of life, strengthens social bonds and relationships, and produces a general sense of well-being. Those are just some, and I was surprised, like there's tons of things if you Google it about laughter. And I was, you know, just really wanting to ask, you know, when was the last time that you really kind of made fun a priority or things that you really enjoy? And, you know, thinking about something and just like what that can even like lead into. And there's a girl, she's recently joined our team. Her name is Rebecca. You guys, she's 22 years old. She's on a flight right now. Her first plane ride ever to go to the women's event, and she's 22. She just turned 22. Her birthday was on the 23rd, and I met her because I was having fun and getting a massage, right? Massages are things that I enjoy. As a girl, do you enjoy going and getting, you know, manis and pedis with your friend? You know, what is it that you really find fun? Maybe you just enjoy nature. Maybe you enjoy, you know, going to the beach or taking just little girls' trips, man trips. But whatever it is, like, really think about it. When was the last time that you made a list of things that you really enjoy doing? I remember Peta Kelly doing a presentation at one of our events, and she came out, and she was in, like, this outfit, and she had these huge heels on, like, these heels that she was in. And then she was, like, she took them off, and, you know, she was barefoot, and she was jumping, and she talked about how much fun it is when she takes her feet, and she puts them in the sand, and she feels the earth beneath her toes and just sinking in. Like, that was something that was very fun for her, and she found a way to do presentations barefoot out in the yard with her team, right? She was presenting because she wanted to feel the earth underneath her feet. That was fun, and you remember how fast her team grew, right? Like, that's something that I was really thinking about earlier. And I didn't even think about, like, my husband. I said, Mike, what do you enjoy? Because I started thinking, okay, like, I know the things that I think that he thinks is fun, but I text messaged him. I was like, what do you really think that's fun? What do you love to do? What's fun for you? And I'm going to start doing that with my team and just asking them more so about fun. You know, we do the whole color personality. So for sure, you know, if you have people that are yellows on your team, you know, fun is what they're all about. I know Katie Newbaum is a massive yellow. For any of you guys know her, and I just think about, like, when I'm with Katie, and she does. She always wants to be laughing. She always wants to be having fun. It's always a good time, you know, traveling and whatnot. And you really think about, like, how could I incorporate this into building an organization? Because when people are having a good time, they're going to keep showing up. You know, and I was really thinking about it too. Chris went to a presentation from a seven-figure network marketing earner. He's in another company, but she went to just go see how he presents. And, you know, she was just talking about how it was in, it was out, it was so interactive, but it was just, you know, a good time. And just really trying to, and not trying to, really go, incorporating that more so into what it is that I'm doing, into my presentations, into my business, you know, thinking about if you're someone and you, you know, even making videos fun. I mean, Jeff and Debbie are a great example of that, you know, always going live, doing really fun videos, people wanting to be attached to that. You know, think about when I was in Chicago and we were at an ICU, which I know that Jim and Kathy are going to be at the Newark ICU coming up. So that's awesome too. I got some team members going to that, and that's going to be great. And we were on the blue line, and the blue line, I think that's correct, is a train that goes throughout the city. And I was with Chris, and we had just left a friend of hers house. We did a, you know, one-on-one Isagenics presentation, and I said, girl, I have a whole new meaning for, like, The Walking Dead. I was just looking around, and people just looked exhausted and dead, and, like, they hadn't had a smile on their face in far too long. And, you know, people are so looking for an escape, an outlet. And if you can be laughing and you can make things fun, I just, hands down, we're constantly doing it. You know, in our lives and on our team, we're doing fun things. I've put the challenge out to myself to do even more of them. And not even necessarily has to be about business. It doesn't have to be a presentation. It can literally just be getting together, doing something that you love, bonding, finding out what other people love to do, because people are deserving of that. And I think that that can also be such a craving, just like Isagenics. You know, we have our five solutions, six, right, because we have our culture. So we have our product solutions, our wealth creation, and then we have our culture. But that's what, you know, the Isagenics events, they're fun. The music's there. It's exciting. You can just feel it when you walk in. It's that energy. And so I just want to put the challenge out. Make a list. What it is that you find fun. What is it that, even if they're not Isagenics people, your family, your friends, just people that you do hang out with. And then, of course, you know, your Isagenics team, and really start to just, you know, write down that and put the challenge out to yourself to have more fun, because I just know that that is going to do all the things that I talked about earlier that I read. And it's going to just attract a different kind of energy, you know, to you that we all deserve to have. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about fun today, Lenny.
I am so excited about this call. I had no idea what you were going to talk about, because we were digging into some deeper things with the Kabbalion earlier, you know, and so, yes, thank you. Laugh all the time. Thank you. Yes. This is so important, you know. It's like we're so on the same wavelength, because my whole message lately to me has been about smiling, learning. The book you're about to read that I'm asking you to read is that's the most important yoga pose, but probably the most important pose, a daily pose, like no matter, and whatever. So a smile is a prelude to a laugh, right? And so, yes, smiling, yes, laughing. Oh, my gosh, I love those studies. Can you post that? Where I want to get those statistics about what it does to the muscles and all that and the organs.
You can. There is. I'll post the one in the Lenny123, Lenny123. I'll post what I have in there. But, I mean, I was, like, just going through, and I was just like, there's so much on laughter. But, you know, and I really just thought about, too, because my friend, you know, John, he did the Journey to Riches, and I was going through his 12 principles, and it really was. He talked about specifically people who have documented healed themselves from things like cancer from laughing. And it just, imagine, I mean, think about that. And I was like, all right, let me, you know, go do some digging online. And I was going through, and I mean, it literally, it's laughter therapy. It all those things that it does. I mean, gosh, just improving your oxygen for delivery. I mean, in itself, right? We think about breathing, but if we can really just get in that mode of having fun and, right, you're relaxed, you're not thinking about other things. I mean, just so powerful. I remember when I was a nurse for kids with cancer, you know, a lot of people would always say, my gosh, that has to be just the most depressing job ever. So depressing. Well, when I was a adult intensive care nurse, that was, to me, was far more depressing, you know, quote unquote. I mean, we were in black scrubs. There was nothing on the walls. They didn't have music therapy. You know, they didn't bring in the animals. There wasn't like colors everywhere, bright, you know, TV shows playing, just all the different people that would come around to brighten up a child's day. That was not done in the adult world. And so when I went to the children's world, you know, just the children's hospital, each different level level. You know, one was the rainforest, one was the beach. You know, just being in those different areas and having the animals on the wall, just the bright colors, just having music playing, art therapy, like there was so much fun that was involved. And I would say, my gosh, if the adult world would just capture some of what the children's world would do. And Debbie and Jeff and I were talking about this last night too. You know, they spent a lot of time in the hospital, and just in children's. And, you know, but you think about all those things that's done, because when you're a kid, why? You're carefree. You can tap into that laughter easier. You know, they're not worried about being sick. In the adult world, they're worried about being sick. And, you know, just so I just really started thinking about just, my gosh, what more fun could do for just our business. Oh, my gosh. And then just think about our life for more fun. So it really was, though. I mean, I learned so much about just therapy, of just incorporating having a good time from being in Children's Hospital. And, you know, it was such a bright place for people in such dark times. I mean, you know, just imagine a sick child, a child with cancer. I mean, you know, just your worst nightmare as a parent, right? A sick child. But the fact that it could be made so wonderful, because having a good time, putting a smile on somebody's face, and laughter was at the forefront of everything, to make those, you know, those children just not feel sick. And so, yeah, it's just, gosh, what a smile and what laughter can do. But there's just so many things online, so many things. And it really took me back to my nursing days.
Gosh, what a blessing. Just talking about this, it's a reason. You know, and there's just one quick thought that came, a lot of things came, but one thought was that inside each of us is something that is drawn to laughter. We're drawn to it. We might have gotten out of the habit, but we're drawn to it. So the more we have that in our individual lives, the more we'll attract that part of people to us, you know? And what a great reason to come together. I mean, this is worthy of a massive cause. I mean, man, gosh, it's just important. So, and what more important is our message, you know? Our message to the world is to free people from pain and to free people from both types of pain. But what's the opposite of those two pains? Smiling and laughing because you got that nut figured out. Right?
And think about, and I'm sure everybody has been in the situation before where you're in a lecture type setting, be it if it's school or an event or something, and you know it's a conversation and something like a joke between two people, or you just look at one of your friends and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't laugh, and you just can't hold it in. Like you literally have to get up and walk out because it's there, and the harder you try not to do it, the more intense it is, and you can't hold it. You can't stop it. It's a force. And I was thinking, like, gosh, those are the moments. Like looking back at some of my friends that I'm so close with that I can just look at them and I know that they know what I'm thinking and I know what they're thinking and it's over. And what a beautiful thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. And then you laugh till you cry. I mean, that's got to be the goal. You're just crying because you can't breathe. But in that not being able to breathe at that level is the very best breathing on planet Earth.
Awesome. Laugh until you cry.
Thank
That's
you.
My goal.
Thanks for the laugh. I hope everybody's laughing.
Laughing until I cry
right
moment.
Oh, it makes you.
Yeah.
Doesn't it just make you want to breathe? And then yes, that's what it's all about. And you know, it's interesting. Carrie MacArthur on the Mechanics workshop that we're doing, just talked about how dancing, and how Rhonda always teaches us how to dance and move and. Dancing and laughing and dancing and laughing, all those together. It makes our souls happy. Our souls love laughing. Our souls love dancing. Our souls love singing. Our souls love it. So let's do more of it. Thank you, Casey.
I agree. You are welcome.
I love it. All right, you guys. Hey, and don't, you know, like tons of love to the BBs. And I'm not sure who will all be on the call today. I'm pretty sure today is the day that Jennifer Lancaster teaches on Playing Fields Pros, which she's just brilliant in her teaching. Wow. So, guys, again, tons of love everywhere. All the people traveling to Las Vegas, tons of love to you. And I want to find out also if the, if there's a, is there like a live feed to that kind of stuff, or is that, was that the other one?
No, they should be. And Debbie, if you're unmuted, you can speak on this too for sure. But yeah, there should be a live stream, and then it should be recorded. I imagine that you can watch for a while. So
yes,
there is. Yeah, there's a. You can go and pay for it, and you'll have it for I think a month or something for 30 days, so you can watch it at your leisure. And then
nice.
I still have a couple tickets, so if somebody wants to jump in, let's go. Jump in your car, jump in the plane. Come on, we got some tickets.
I would recommend that, A, to anybody.
I love it, you guys. Let's give them 1, 2, 3. I just am going to unmute and let's send love to the Bam Bams in
Vegas.
They're
going to rock it.
Right now, guys. History in the making right now. We're live. 1, 2, 3. I think